December 10th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am God, the Father of all ages. I come to help mankind past the temptations of liberalism. Some temptations in life are necessary, as it is only in practicing virtue to overcome temptations that virtue can be strengthened. Liberalism, however, poses a threat to the soul's perfection in virtue. I invite you to see that everything about the first Christmas bespeaks humility of heart. The Holy Mother's quiet yes at the Annunciation, the birth in the humble stable, the rejection of those who would not allow them to stay at any dwelling. This, of course, parallels the rejection of hearts today to open to Jesus and to allow him to dwell within. Humility and love span the abyss between the human heart and my own paternal heart. It has always been so. This bridge between heaven and earth is only as stable as man's surrender to humility and love. These must be practiced in the heart. A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 6 through 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.